Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed.
Hey, what's up, you? Yeah, it's one of these another Sauna Session podcast episodes, but I want to have a conversation with you on this one. A personal conversation. I'm going to share some things that, you know, I haven't probably shared before. And I was thinking about this and I was like, man, I wonder how many of those out there, you know, deal with this. And I feel like we all deal with this in some form at some point in our life, especially when you're the one. And what I mean by that, you're the one, you know, you have the title, you have the position. You're the mom, you're the dad, you're the leader, you're the go-to friend, you're the great employee, you're the volunteer, like you're the one, right? Everybody kind of depends on you. And what that could do is it could put a lot of weight on your life. And I've experienced that. I've experienced that over my career. I've experienced that recently where the thought if I stop or I quit, then everything else around me crumbles. And I realize, like, as a parent now, like, I even appreciate my mom and dad even more as I grow into parenthood, because I realized, like, even the days that they didn't want to do it, they had to do it. Or if they didn't do it, then, you know, they would be letting down their kids in a way of putting us in a maybe a tough situation. You know, they couldn't quit. They couldn't take time off. And it gives this responsibility that is beautiful, you know, because I do believe this is true. I do believe that we have to have certain weight in our life to make us stronger, right? The weight of responsibility, it does make us stronger. The weight of knowing somebody depends on you, it does make you stronger. The weight of just you being the one, right? And I do believe that God chooses his strongest soldiers to be able to shoulder that weight. But I have to also tell the flip side of this, because I know I deal with it. I'm not sure if you deal with it, but it's something called responsibility OCD. And what it means is that you feel responsible for everything and everyone. More than likely, it's because you have a good heart. More than likely, it's because you're such a good person and you want to see everybody win. You want to take care of everybody. And you feel as if, and that's why the book Protect Your Peace is so important. But you feel as if you say no, you're letting people down, right? You feel as if you take time off, you feel as if you step away, you let people down. The truth is, maybe you do, right? Maybe if you stop, everything stops. Like, I'm in that position, right? I'm in that position where for the last 15 years, I can't stop. Because if I stop, now don't get it twisted. I rest, I take time off, but I can't quit this mission, even if I wanted to. And I think about some of the headlines that I've read over the years when it comes to people in position, right? When we look out and see, man, these people have it all. These people are, you know, at the top of their game, at the top of their industry, you know, and they have so much great responsibility in their life. And there's a lot of headlines that have been in synchrony, you know, over the years with high profile people. And that headline is found dead in their mansion. And that really bothered me, because at some point the weight became too heavy. At some point they didn't want to lift it anymore. At some point they didn't want to carry it anymore. And there's so many of us in this world that are carrying weight that we shouldn't carry, right? There's a weight that makes us stronger, right? The weight of responsibility, the weight of, you know, doing what we're called to do. I get that. The weight of our everyday task and the stuff that, you know, keeps us going and keeps the thing moving forward, right? That's a great way because it makes us stronger. Because if we don't lift anything, right? If our faith is never tested, how can our faith become stronger, right? If we're never tested as a human being, how can we become stronger? So it is necessary in our life to have weight. But on the flip side, there also is a weight that we carry that is making us weaker. And what I want you to do today is I really want you to think about this. Because when we don't let go of the weight that is making us weaker, and it's different for everybody, right? Some of you are carrying the responsibilities of others. One of my favorite quotes that I've said is, you know, I'm not going to carry you on my back when you're capable to walk by my side. And a lot of us, what we're doing is we are carrying people, our situations, our whatever it may be on our back when those things have its own legs, when those things are able to, you know, walk by your side and do their part. And when you're carrying things that you aren't meant to carry, over time, it makes you weaker. Over time, it leaves you burnt out. Over time, it starts to even have you question your mission. And you find even resentment in your greatest titles, in your greatest positions, and the things you used to honor now become horror to your life. Because you're carrying things that you aren't meant to carry, you know, even anymore. Because sometimes you are meant to carry certain things for a period of time. But at some point, those things will end up making you weaker. And this past weekend, I was in Broken Bow at my cabin, Protect Your Peace Cabin. Make sure you go check it out at Protect Your Peace Cabin on Instagram. We have specials and deals for you guys that support the book, and you're a supporter of me. I always like to give back. I want to give you guys a place to disconnect and reset. And for me, this weekend, you know, I realized that I've been in a season of carrying a lot and more than I feel like I need to be carrying. But when you have responsibility OCD, right, it's a disorder where you feel like, man, if I stop, then guess what else stops? A lot of other things. If I take a break, guess what else happens? A lot of other things take breaks. If I quit, a lot of things change around me. And one of the biggest things in me being such a heart-centered, such a caring person is I don't want to let people down around me. I don't. But what I've realized is that, you know, you have to be able to have your time where you disconnect. I realize you got to have your time where you let down the weight. I realize you got to come to a place in your life, an agreement with yourself to say, listen, you know, what am I carrying that is unnecessary, right? What am I doing that I shouldn't be doing, right? What am I doing for others that they really should be doing for themselves? You know, what situations am I, what am I saying yes to that I don't need to say yes to anymore? And you have to write down that list. So I want to encourage you right now. I know this is like in the middle of the episode, but I really want you to write down a list of unnecessary weights in your life, right? Because this is one of the ways that we are able to heal. The people who have OCD when it comes to responsibility, when we start to feel like, oh man, everything is on us, everything depends on us. And while that may be true, right? As the head of my family, I am the ultimate provider here, right? As the head of my family, you know, I have to be able to show up. That's why right now I'm in a sauna taking care of myself, because I can't afford not to show up as my best self. That's a lot of pressure. It is. And I know you listen to me right now, you have a lot of pressure in your life. And a lot of that is silent pressure that you might not even realize. Like, man, why do I feel so anxious all the time? Why do I feel so much pressure? Why do I feel so heavy? A lot of us, we're carrying invisible silent weights that we haven't identified in our life. And so what I want you to do is I want you to grab a sheet of paper and I want you to write down the things in your life that are unnecessary weights, AKA the things in your life that are making you weaker and not stronger. And I want you to write down, make three columns. On the left side, write the identification of that thing. Maybe it's a person, maybe it's, a certain environment that you're going into, or maybe you're enabling certain people in your life where you keep doing things for them and they're not doing it for themselves. I want you to write that down. Okay. And then in the second column, I want you to really get clear on what it's costing you. Okay. Because again, when we understand the opportunity costs, it helps us make decisions in our life. So I want you to write down, what is it costing you, right? Is it costing your health, right? Is it costing you even your focus or your attitude? You know, maybe you don't have a great attitude anymore because you're feeling like, man, when can I get a break? You know, I'm having to, deal with everybody's problems. I can't even deal with my own. And that's another thing that I've realized in my life. And that's if I can give you one example of something I did over the last few years that's really helped me, is that I don't adopt other people's problems. I don't. I will help people. I will give them, a solution. I will lead them to a certain place. I will give them an opinion. It's not always a solution. I will give them an opinion. I will give them some help, but I'm not going to sit here and adopt your problem. You know, one of my favorite things to tell people is, listen, I love helping you with your problems. I love helping people with their problems until their problems become my problems. And some of us, if you're like me, you have adopted so many other people's problems, man, and your life feels freaking heavy, right? You adopted maybe the problem of your kids not being financially stable, not making the best decisions, and now you're having to deal with it, right? Now you're having to pay for things. Now you're having to help them pay back loans, etc., right? Or maybe it's, the situations around you with your friends or your peers, and, they're standing in situations and doing the same things that you tried to help them with, but they don't want to help themselves, and then they come to you complaining about this and that, and now you just feel more responsible, right? A lot of us, we're taking the responsibility, that isn't ours to take. You've been taking responsibility that isn't yours. And you're allowing this thing to become heavy. Listen, life is already heavy. The responsibilities that are yours, they're already heavy. Right? The things you're meant to lift and you're meant to carry that's been assigned to you, it's already heavy. And when you add weight, it's kind of like working out. When you add weight that you aren't meant to lift, at some point, you are going to be able to lift it. And the truth is, in life, we don't always have a spotter. Of course, God is the ultimate spotter and God will help us. But in this physical world, we don't always have a spotter to help us get that weight off of us. And a lot of us, we adopt this permanent weight and you wonder why you can't lift. You wonder why you're not being strong. You're like, man, I'm going through the most. I've been through a lot. And we wear that as a badge of honor. If you go back to maybe episodes earlier last year, I told you it is not a bad badge of honor to be able to handle a lot. Let's get rid of that mindset. Right? Doing a lot, handle a lot is not a bad badge of honor. It just tells me that you haven't learned how to set boundaries. It tells me that you haven't learned how to drop the weight in your life that doesn't need to be there. And we have to get rid of that mindset that, man, well, I'm taking care of everybody. And you want people to have self-pity for you because you're taking care of everybody. Listen, I get it. I take care of a lot of people, a lot, but I do that by choice, right? I don't go take care of everybody just to take care of everybody, just to say I took care of everybody, to make people think more of me, to make people think that I'm stronger than what I am, because I know what that recipe leads to. I know that recipe can lead to, found dead in a mansion. I know that recipe can lead to, man, getting strung out on certain addictions. I know what that recipe can lead to. When you're doing everything for everybody, and I've always told you this, man, I get it. I understand your heart. It's cool to do everything for everybody until you stop doing everything for the somebody that needs you to do everything for, and that's you. That's you. I made a promise, and I've never shared this, I don't believe, publicly, and I'm gonna share it with you today, because you know me, I'm always trying to bring centeredness within our souls together and our hearts together. Let you know, man, like, you're not alone in this journey. And this is tough because I still deal with this in real time. That's why I'm always in nature and disconnecting. And of course, I love the trees and I love nature, but I go there for my release. I go there so I can, identify and be able to see, you know, what's going on in my life, to be able to quiet the outside noise so I can listen to my soul. And before I get into this quick story, I want to go back to the tactical thing I told you to do. So yes, on the paper, you know, write down the identification of whatever it is, or whoever it is. Then number two, in the second column, write down what it's costing you. And number three, as a bonus, I would just, well, number three, write down, right, if you decided to let go of that responsibility, how much better would your life be? Or let's even get more specific here. What would it, oh man, this is good. What freedom would it give you to give your energy towards something that multiplies it instead of decreases it? You know, we talk about in Protect Your Peace, Protect Your Energy. We know that's one of the main, you know, principles, our main sections in Protect Your Peace, main pillars, should I say. And a lot of us, we have our energy in the wrong things, right? And this is no different. You know, when you have your energy in the things that is making your life heavier in a negative way, like if you decided to release the weight, if you decided to lighten up the responsibility, if you decided to lighten your life, to lighten the burden, then that gives you some freedom, right? That gives you some extra energy to be able to place in things that really make you feel better, right? Maybe gives you more time for you. You know, maybe you have more financial, maybe your financial situation is better for yourself. So you can go get you a massage. So you can go do some self-care. So you can take the vacation because you're not, you know, handling somebody else's financial lack of maturity or a financial burden, right? And so like in that third column, I want you to write down like what freedom would it give you, right? If you really made the decision to let go of that weight. To go into this story, and share that with me on social media too, if you want to. I know it's private, but feel free to hit me up on socials at Trent Shelton Podcast, at Trent Shelton, and share it with me. But to go into this story, let me get a sip of water real quick. These sauna sessions, boy. Infrared. It's good for you. But I don't know why my thoughts just flow in here so freely. So, you know me, I'm gonna press record when that energy is right. But to get into the story, you know, when my mother passed, a lot of you know that my mother, Aqua Shelton, rest in peace. You know, she passed a little bit over 3 years ago in 2021. And, you know, obviously it was a very hard time for my family, a very hard time. It still is, you know, for myself. And I made a promise to my mom. And I don't know if any of y'all can relate to this. Maybe you haven't made a promise to your mom. Maybe you made a promise to your kids. And, you know, you want to make good on that promise. I understand that. You know, if you're a person like me, you don't like to make promises that you can't keep, even though sometimes we do fall short. But I made a promise to my mother the last time I seen her alive, that Friday. And I said, Mom, you know, you can rest now. You don't have to fight anymore. And I got you. Like, everybody is going to be okay. As long as I'm here, everybody's going to be okay, because I'm a person that silently takes care of people. You know, I'm not the person that's like loud with it. The person that's like, you know, that's, you know, bold and like, man, yeah, that I'm the one who takes care of everybody. That's not me. I'm the person that, you know, silently will take care of you, you know, silently think about you and want you to win and praying for you and worried about you. I might not always say it. I'm not a person that vocalizes it a lot, but I'm a person that definitely internalizes it with my introverted, extroverted self. But I made this promise to my mother, and I told her, because see, my mom, she was a warrior, right? She worried about a lot. Like, my mother is the type of mother that, you know, if I'm saying, hey, Mom, I'm going into the sauna, she's going to be like calling me, hey, I'm praying for you. Why are you in the sauna? You know, don't stay in there too long. And then she's going to call me 30 minutes. Hey, you out the sauna? Like, just being a mom, right? And so I know that she had some worries with leaving this earth. I just felt it. You know, I know my mom. And so I told her, I said, hey, Mom, I promise you, like, everything is good. Like, you raised a soldier. You know what I mean? I got it. You know, this is what I do anyway. You know what I mean? I take care of people. It's what I do. And I'm built for it, you know? And I promised my mom that everybody would be okay and everything would be okay. And that's what everything around her life, right? Not just my family, but like everything. And, you know, my mom passed away 2 days later. So in my mind, it was like, okay, you know, I gave my mom permission to stop fighting, whether that's true or not. But I gave her permission to stop fighting. She passed away. She's resting in peace. So it's on me. And for the next year, y'all, like, that promise was beautiful, right? With words. And it sounds very, like, touching. Like, man, some of you might even be in tears right now. But that promise was also burdensome. And what I mean by that is, like, just imagine when anything goes wrong, you feel responsible for it. Just imagine when anybody's struggling with something, you feel responsible for it. And so now I added a ton of responsibility onto my life when I already had a lot of responsibility in my life. And with my OCD, when it comes to responsibility and making sure everybody's straight, like, it went overboard and I lost sleep. You know, I look like stress, some gray hairs then popped in. I gained weight, you know, all the things that was identifying to me that I'm carrying something that I'm not meant to carry. So you might say, Trent, how do I identify that? Well, go to your emotional triggers, right? Are you stressed? Are you gaining weight? Are you not, you know, do you feel, you know, tired all the time? When you wake up in the morning, do you feel like burdened? Like, oh man, another day, right? These are indicators that you are carrying things. You're carrying the wrong weight. It's an indicator that you are probably, you know, carrying some things that are making you weaker instead of making you stronger. Because when you carry the right weight, then you become stronger, right? You become more fit, as I call emotional fit, to be able to handle this life. But when you're carrying the wrong weight, you become emotionally drained. Right? You become emotionally drained. So the point is, like, man, I got to, like, it's just a lot. And I started to recognize these things, you know, me knowing myself, I started to recognize, like, my temper was a little bit, you know, short fuse. You know, I didn't want to be around people. Like, I didn't want to deal with people. Like, I isolated. And that's just me by nature. I'm a person that goes within. I don't go out. So I don't lash out. I just internalize. I get very silent. And I realized that. And I said, man, like, where is this coming from? And it took me about a year, y'all, to really identify that I was, and I'm going to be real here too. Some of the responsibility, I was doing it even though the situations didn't even ask for it. Okay? Because sometimes we're being extra responsible for things and people even though they don't need it. Right? You're just... your disorder, right? That's me, my responsibility, OCD. It's making me even do things for people that, you know, they even ask for. And really it becomes unfair to them because what happens is you start to hold some resentment. You know what I mean? You start to hold some resentment towards them. It's kind of like when I talk about in Protect Your Peace, how, you know, we set silent boundaries, right? And we communicate things without saying a word and we expect people to be mind readers. And so for me, I realized that, but also I realized that, yes, I was saying yes a lot more. Yes, I was, you know, staying up later a lot more to make sure things were good because I would put myself and my things on the back burner to, you know, go handle this for the day or go do that or make sure everything is straight. And now I'm putting my things on the back burner and I can't afford to not, you know, do what I have to do, because if I don't do what I have to do, again, a lot of things fall off. A lot of things suffer. A lot of things, you know, fail, to be real with you. So I can't not do what I have to do. And so I was doing a lot and I was looking more and more stressed. I was looking more and more tired. Like, I would go back and look at old pictures, and we shouldn't compare ourselves like that, but it's just in a healthy way we should. So I would look back and be like, at times in my life where I knew that I was carrying the right weight, I would look at myself. I was like, man, I just look like peace. I just look like peace in that picture. I could just feel it. And then there's times where, you know, in my life where I saw, like, I go back to 2016 at times when, if you read the story in the book about me, you know, on this 32 city tour and being burnt out, I could look at those pictures and see it and be like, yeah, bro, you stress. You look like it. Other people probably can't recognize it, but obviously I look at myself every single day, so I'm able to see it. And so I was able to identify this. And what I did was what I told you today. You know, I got a list out and I had to be able to let go of my promise because it wasn't healthy. I had to be able to know that my mom wouldn't be let down. She actually would have been, because I know my mother, she would have been telling me, boy, let people handle what they got to handle. And I had to come to grips with that. And I had to tell myself, listen, man, if you don't let go of this weight in your life, this responsibility that's not yours, then there's going to be a lot of other things that suffer because you were too selfish to make the decision. And I know selfish is a strong word, but it's true, because some of us, we want to be everything to everybody because we want to feel needed so much, right? We want to feel like, oh, I'm the one that helped you, or I'm the one. It's the ego. The ego isn't always, yeah, I'm the man. That's not always ego. Ego is sometimes, hey, I'm going to keep taking care of you because I can. I'm going to keep being the one because, you know, I know that I'm needed. Not in a conniving way, but it's like some of us need to feel better about ourselves by being needed by other people, right? We don't feel like we have value if somebody else doesn't need us. So I had to let go of all of those things. And I said, hey, if you don't drop this weight, there's some things, man, in your future that you might not even see, bro, because you might be out of here. And I had to use that type of language and that type of seriousness with myself for me to wake up and for me to make the decisions. And I realized the opportunity cost, what it was costing me. And it was costing me my health. It was costing me even moments like this that people would think that's so small, but me being able to train with Tristan, right? My body was so full of stress. It was tight. You know, I just got injured again. Like, it was so much that I couldn't do the thing that I love with my son. I couldn't be active the way I used to be active, right? I wasn't taking care of me. I was prioritizing everybody else's wants and needs. And I wasn't giving my soul what I needed. You know, I would tell my, like, I knew that my temper was, even though it was never like, I'm not a person that's ever going to lash out like that, but it was very like, I don't want to be bothered. It was very like, you know, kind of push offish, you know? And when I get in those spaces where I'm pushing off, I realize, and this might be a great indicator for you, I realize that I'm carrying too much responsibility. I realize that I'm saying yes too much. I realize that I'm being there for people way too much that, you know, really is not even trying to be there for themselves. I realize that I'm adopting other people's problems way too much, that I'm staying up at night worrying about them when they're not willing to change anything. They're not willing to look for a solution. They're not even really wanting to hear what you have to say. They just want to say what they want to say without even changing anything, right? They just want a sounding board. They don't want sound advice back. And so I had to be able to come to grips with that and say, Trent, you got to let go. And you have to dive more into the responsibility that's yours, the things that are your responsibility, the things that you were put on this earth for, the things you need to give energy towards, to be able to build, to be able to grow, to be able to shift into better. And you got to let go of all these other things. And it's hard, you know, and it isn't always, well, it's never easier said. It's always easier said than done. But when you understand what it's costing you, it becomes easier to do it. And so I want to turn this conversation back to you. And I just want to ask you, my friend, like, what are you carrying that's not yours to carry? Like, what unnecessary stress? Like, some of you are trying to take care of everything, right? Situation that you didn't even put yourself in, that somebody else's, et cetera. I'm not going to down talk anybody in your life, but somebody else's stuff, actions, choices put you in. And now your life is suffering. Your soul is suffering. And you're not able to do what you're called to do because you're answering everybody else's call. Whew. You're not meant to answer everybody else's call. Right? I'm talking about literally, like, in real life and just spiritually. Like, I don't answer everybody else's call no more. And I'm sure people listen to this podcast that know me, they're like, dang, he don't. And it's not because I don't care. It's not because, you know, I don't love the people. It's just like, I understand what I need. And I understand what I have to give myself. And I understand when my life gets heavy, I understand me. And so it's nothing personal. It's nothing against anybody, right? I mean, President Obama could call me and I probably would send him a do not disturb. And I know people are like, yeah, right, Trent. But if you really know me, like, you know, I don't move based upon who somebody is. Like, I really move based upon my principles, because those principles are there to protect my life. And so I want to ask you, like, how would life be better for you, more peaceful for you, more brighter for you, more happier for you, more joyful for you, if you learn how to let go of the weight that's making you weaker? If you let go of the responsibility that isn't yours, and if you stop thinking that you have to be responsible for everything, right? I know you feel like Superwoman or Superman, and you feel like you can change and fix things. And one of the things I had to learn to ultimately protect my peace is, like, I'm not the ultimate fixer. God is, right? I'm not here to fix everything. You know what I mean? I'm not that gifted to be able to fix everybody's problems. And I know people want me to. I know people every single day are in my inbox. They hit me up and say, Trent, can you fix this? Because in their brain, because I've helped them in some form or fashion, they think that I can fix everything. And for a while, that was my burden, feeling like, man, I got to make sure I hit every topic. I got to make sure I do all that. I got to make sure. And it was becoming heavy. And so I had to say, man, you're not here to fix everything. You know what I mean? You're here to do what you're called to do. And you have to honor that. And that's how you become stronger in your calling. You can't become stronger in your calling by cheating on your calling, by going to answer somebody else's call or going to take somebody else's responsibility. That's not how you become stronger. It's how you become weaker. Because you're carrying weight that you aren't meant to carry. So what I want you to do today for me, I mean, more for yourself, is I want you to make a decision. I want you to send some solitude, some peace, maybe go out in nature, maybe just sit in your car for a little bit. Maybe you have some time in a closet, you know, if you don't have a lot of space to be able to get away, and just maybe on your porch, and just think about the conversation that we had today and make some decisions, you know, make some choices. And it might make some people uncomfortable. You know, it might make some things uncomfortable. But for me, maybe you made a promise that you aren't meant to keep, like I did to my mom. Maybe you made a commitment that you aren't capable of actually sticking to. It's damn near impossible. And you're not letting anybody down. You're not letting yourself down. You're just being real with yourself. And the first step to heal our life and to strengthen our life and to change our life is to be real with ourselves. And just to know, like, I'm going to be everything to the somebody that needs me to be. And that's you first. And that doesn't mean you be selfish. I see a lot of talk online that, you know, it's my season. It's about me. And, you know, I'm doing things for me. I'm putting myself first. I get that. You know what I mean? And I understand that. And this episode isn't, this conversation isn't about, like, that type of vibe where it's just, oh, it's just me. Because I don't believe life is meant to live like that. I believe when you give value to other people around you, it actually helps you become a better you. But, you know, there is a point in time where you got to be able to know who you are, know thyself, and know thyself like I know myself, to be like, man, my temper is getting a little short. Man, I'm gaining some unnecessary weight. Man, I don't feel like doing the things that I used to love to do. Okay, what's going on here? And you identify those things and you say, you know what? I need to pull back. It's okay to pull back your resources. Like, you see it in business all the time. When certain businesses ain't going right, sponsors will pull back their resources. It's okay to pull things back, right? It's okay to say, you know what? I can't help you like this no more. You know what? Man, I can't be there for you like this no more. It's okay. And someone or people who truly care about you and love you, and I want to say this to give you more permission to walk into this, people who truly care about you and love you, they would want that for you, right? They might not understand it at first. They might feel a certain type of way because in their brain, you know, they're right, I'm sure. That's how this world works. Everybody's right in their eyes. Everybody's, you know, sacrificing. Everybody's working hard. Everybody's putting themselves last. Like, that's the world that we live in right now, right? And that might be true. And so they might feel like that. But when you have that conversation, or when they sit back and realize and they know your heart, they will appreciate you for doing that. Because some people need you to be the example. Some people need you to be the example. I cannot tell you how many people have come up to me of late and said, Trent, bro, that do not disturb, that 12 p.m. theory that we're going to talk about in the episode and dive deep on, man, I needed that. Like, I thought it was something wrong with me by living on Do Not Disturb. I thought it was something wrong with me by, you know, disappearing for a day or two, you know, for disconnecting. I thought it was something wrong with me. But you gave me permission to let me know, no, that's what I need in order to become better. Like, that's what I need. That's what greatness does. Greatness knows how to rest. Success knows how to reset. That's what I needed to see. So thank you for being an example. So maybe somebody needs to see your example, you know, and I would say if you have kids, they need to see that. They need to see what it's like not to be a people pleaser. They need to see what it's like how to deal with responsibility, OCD. You know what I mean? They need to see how to identify when they're doing too much for others and not enough for themselves. And so, my friend, I hope you enjoyed our conversation. As always, share this with somebody. You know, there's a mom, a grandmother, a father. If you know somebody that's doing a lot, you see them doing a lot, it's a coach, as a teacher, you know, somebody just does a lot, like gives a lot of themselves, a pastor, etc., that's in a position of a lot, as I call it. Send them this episode, because I promise you, they need to hear it. And you can be a hero in their life. As always, tag me on socials at Trent Shelton Podcast. That's the main page for the podcast. Share your stories, tag the page, share your takeaways, and then at Trent Shelton on Instagram. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for your time, your energy. I'm about to get out of this sauna because I'm about to melt. Like I take into every single video, podcast episode, speech, it all starts with you. Protect your peace. Let's get it. It's rehab time. Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day, the world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term lasting change, well-being and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no Trent Shelton in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.